Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Swetchkenbaum, a.k.a. Mark Z, with my co-host, Mark Furman, senior partner, Tarlo Breed, Hart & Rogers, and host for today for our show On the Record. Mark, great to be with you.
Nice to be with you, Mark, and I'm very anxious to hear from our next guest.
Absolutely, Mark. We have Chris Marquet. He's the senior partner of Veritas Assurance Partners. Chris, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Chris, you have a very cool business that I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years in terms of your investigations and how it relates to our audience, which is any business from one person to millions and millions of people that use your services. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Sure, absolutely. And so technically, I'm a licensed private detective, is what they call it here in the state of Massachusetts. But I look at myself more as a special fact finder for advisors and companies and helping them, you know, keep things going correctly or right wrongs, find out facts about who they're doing business with, that sort of thing. And when there's a dispute, of course, there's usually a need to find out information. So oftentimes I'm working with lawyers. That's probably the biggest bucket that client base. But ultimately then for their clients, which are the corporate clients. So sometimes it's in-house counsel, sometimes it's outside counsel that's directing what I'm doing in a fact-finding role. Even in mergers and acquisitions where you're doing some integrity vetting of management teams that are being bought out, let's say by a private equity fund, I may be engaged by counsel in those instances as well. So
can you tell us a little bit more of how they engage you?
Well, sure. So typically, I'll be formally engaged, and of course, in a litigation sense, we want to make sure that there's work product privilege in place, as in any expert would. You'd want that. So if I'm fact-finding, if I'm doing an asset search, for example, or if I'm looking and vetting a witness, trying to find some witnesses, doing interviews, whatever that element is, that it's all protected under the work product doctrine in the legal sense. So that's how typically I would be engaged. Companies will hire me, or financial firms will hire us separately in the opportunistic mode in the mergers world, or vetting of key people, new directors, for example, of a publicly traded company. We do very, very deep dives on who these people are. You want to make sure it's for short money, essentially. You really dig deep into somebody and understand who they are.
Right. Well, Chris, when you talk about digging deep, so what's interesting for our business audience, one thing is doing a background check, where today you have a criminal check. Usually you can only go 7 years back. And then maybe you have Corey checks, and maybe you have a credit check. But you really do a big deep dive, where you really get a chance to really find out what type of person is going to be on a board, what type of person is going to be an executive or joining a particularly firm.
Sure, and you're not going to hire Veritas Assurance Partners to do background checks on your day-to-day employees. You might hire us to look at your key people, your key fiduciaries, key vendors overseas, because we get involved in areas of Foreign Corrupt Practices Act prevention and investigations. We want to look at your directors, your financial folks, senior level people, new C-level, C-suite folks. And when we do a dive, there's background checks and there's background checks.
Right.
So when I'm doing, yeah, technically it's a background check, but I'm going to take you back to your college days. Right. 7 years. So what? But we're looking, if we're trying to make a decision on who we want to do business with or who we're bringing into the fold, we want to be comfortable with who they are, that they're copacetic, that there's no issues, or that when there are issues, and frankly, everybody who's been out there are issues. People get sued. People sue people. There are other things. You leave companies. But we want to make sure that we understand those issues and that they've been disclosed, et cetera, and we can then deal with them.
So if I'm a company that I'm interested in doing business with another company or an executive of that company, you don't just deal with situations, background checks or checks, sophisticated checks for my own company or people we're bringing on. You look at the opposite side, like the other parties? Do you do that work too?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So
reconnaissance.
So, again, it gets down to what am I? I'm a fact finder. I'm a general contractor on a fact finding mission. So, and that might involve anything from doing interviews and finding people and former employees or whatever in a dispute situation to digging around and doing some computer forensics or some forensic accounting on a fraud case. So I'll bring in the various experts on a particular matter, and then we approach it that way. So if a company has an employee that they has left and gone to the competition, and theoretical breaches of restricted covenants might be in place, we get involved in a lot of those types of disputes. It happens every day, especially in today's world where you have much more fluid employee base that just moves from place to place. In the old days, you know, we stayed 20, 30, 40 years at the same company, but that's not the way it is today.
Right.
So there may be any number of things that you would look at to try to dig deep, dig down, and try to either verify or disprove that something nefarious might be happening.
So you said that you'll go back as far as college, right, to when people, what did former President Bush say, when I was young and irresponsible, I was young and irresponsible, or something like that.
Yeah, you know, you do, you'll get, I mean, I had a case where an executive who was selling their company was very successful, and but they had an indiscretion, I'll put it, in their college days, which was serious. It resulted in some jail time. Short, but nonetheless. Wow. And the thing was, it wasn't so much that, okay, this happened, but the fact that he tried to cover it up and sort of downplay it and lied about it. And when I was able to present documentation and whatnot from, again, 20 or 30 years earlier, that the client, in this case, the financial institution, declined to do business with this company and this group. So that's, you know, we can explain issues. People go bankrupt. Things happen. You get sued. People are upset. You get bad reviews. But we just want to understand what those are and what the context is. You know, if I'm going to be interviewing the ex-spouse of some executive, of course they're going to have a somewhat negative view, but we, right. So we take that in context. I don't look at my job as to say, okay, we got to find the dirt. Yeah, we want to find the bad things, but we want to understand them and put them in context.
Help our listeners, business owners, understand why it's so important what you do.
Well, it's a good question. I think today, again, it goes back to sort of this very fluid workspace we have in a very international workspace that we have. Now we're bringing in people from all over the world in the United States and elsewhere. We do work literally in every country, maybe less so in Iran, North Korea, but we do work in Cuba, for example. We do work throughout Latin America and the Middle East. So when you have deals or cross-border transactions, or you have a dispute with a supplier in Malaysia, you have to find out what's going on. So it's an issue of being able to reach out, get people. We have people on the ground in a lot of these places that we can rely on to help gather intelligence and information that's going to be helpful to the client. And so the reality is problems happen every day. And it's and for the business person, how do we solve the problem? How do we keep doing business and minimize our risk? So I think that's really gets to the heart of it. We work with advisors, we work with the companies directly, and whether it's a dispute over an employee or an intellectual property dispute, or it's a serious contract dispute, any one of those scenarios.
Just to piggyback on what Mark just said, do you have like a checklist of important if and when a person's opening up a company or starting a company or growing their company, whether it's, again, one person or a multi-million dollar company, is there like a key checklist of duties or issues that you spot check or you research for a company to make sure that they they were good to go on people?
Well, not normally with a startup, unless they're, you know, if they're venture backed or if they're a PE backed, and that firm might be looking at security issues, so we may help with that. So
right.
we might look at. I'm not the lawyer, so we're
right.
not lawyers. Employee policies and other risk factors. That's for somebody else to do. But I might look at the security issues. I might look at the personnel issues.
Right.
And I might look at the supply chain integrity issues, for
right.
example, if you're sourcing out of Southeast Asia.
Right.
So it really depends.
Right.
Who is the person you're doing business with? What's their integrity? what conduct have they engaged in the past that could really hurt your company?
That's right. That's right, Mark.
Those kinds of things.
Exactly. It comes down to trust but verify. It's true. We want to make sure you're doing business with the right people and you don't hurt yourself.
Perfect. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. Obviously, we could be going on a much longer time because Mark and I are really interested in the subject. If our audience wants to reach you in terms of any issues, and obviously whether it's a business of any size or individual, how could they reach you?
Well, I'm at Veritas Assurance Partners. That's veritasap.com, and it's Chris Marquet, CMARQET at veritasap.com, or 617-733-3304.
Excellent. Again, we have Chris Marquet, Senior Partner at Veritas Assurance Partners. Chris, thank you for being on the show today. I'm with my co-host, Mark Furman, super lawyer, litigator extraordinaire at Tarlo, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Mark, thanks for sponsoring our show today.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Mark and Mark. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Appreciate being here.
Appreciate having you. And we are radio entrepreneurs on the record, and we will be right back.